All right.
The Bobby Bones post show pre show.
I guess. Eddie, did enough people comment on your dream ending that you want? That you
no, man.
No.
No, I think you're right. I think most people just don't care about dreams.
They don't care about other people's dreams.
Yeah.
Because I had like...
Although Steve did a little bit of research on it about stabbing and stuff, and he says there's definitely some kind of betrayal going on in my life. So I don't know what that's about, but somebody's betraying me and I don't know who it is. I'm thinking about it.
But dreams can mean anything, because I had a dream last night that involved... I'm going to tell you what happened. Howard Stern and Hillary Duff. Okay?
Whoa.
Right.
What happened?
I'm not sharing because it doesn't matter. But I saw Eddie yesterday, I have put on Twitter, he wrote this. Had the weirdest dream ever last night. At Darius Rucker and Adam Hambrick were hanging out. Darius came up with a game where we all wrestle with knives and slice and stab each other. So we played and messed each other up. Oh, there's more. Retweet to hear the rest. How many were you looking for?
I mean, at least 100, right? I don't think I broke 100.
You got 42.
Nice. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Really appreciate caring about what my mind is thinking.
If you get 100, Eddie, I'll let you share it in the next post-show pre-show.
Bones, do I have like the rest of the week, you mean?
Yeah.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah.
So one more day. All
right. Is Caroline on?
Yep.
Hi.
Oh, there she is. Hey, Caroline Hobby's on with us right now. Caroline does.
Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Caroline does a podcast called Get Real with Caroline Hobby. And Caroline, who was your last guest was the wife of the guy from Lit, is that right?
Yeah, Lauren Popoff. She's the wife of Jeremy Popoff, who was in the band Lit. They had that huge song, My Own Worst Enemy, that was like 11-week number one.
Yeah. How was that? Is she like a rock star wife, or is she like normal?
Oh, yeah. She's got like a full sleeve of tattoos, a nose ring. She's awesome. She's so cool.
When you meet someone that's cool, that has, and this, Amy, this is for you too. And even Eddie could hop in on this, because Eddie wanted to get his fingernails painted because Dennis Rodman did. But
that's right.
If you meet someone that's super cool, like great personality, you're like, wow, they're really cool, and they have tattoos and lip rings, don't you start to go, huh, it didn't look so bad. Maybe I could pull it off. Because like someone's personality could convince you that it would also be cool for you.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think I could get a sleeve because my friend, well, we have a mutual friend, Jamie Ivy, and she has this big tattoo on her forearm. And anytime I see her, I think I can get that.
Because your friend Jamie Ivy is probably so cool, right?
Yes. Yeah. But I also feel like she's super cool, but we're kind of a little bit the same in certain ways. Like, she adopted from Haiti. I adopted from Haiti. So clearly I can get a forearm tattoo.
Clearly. So,
clearly.
So, well, how was she? Was she cool?
Oh, yeah. And Amy, I second you on that. Like, I have designed a half-sleeve tattoo so many times, and I'm, like, so close to getting it. But I'm like, am I really cool enough to pull that off, or do I just, like, am I, like, totally fronting? You know, like, I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. But, yeah, Lauren, she's, just, like, super cool, legit. She lives the rock and roll life, and I wish I could be half as cool as her, for sure.
What does that mean, the rock and roll life? Because when I hear rock and roll... What do you, Amy, what does that mean to you? Because we're not saying...
Oh, I think of...
Okay, hold on. Don't say yet. Don't say it. We're not saying that Lauren Popoff does any of this, because we don't know. But Amy, when you say rock and roll life, what do you think of?
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Oh, that's what you think of.
Well, that's the first thing in my head. Like, party, late night, you know, experimenting.
I think about, like, they're, like, inviting other people over against social distancing standards and, like, you know...
They break the rules.
Yeah, like they don't do social distancing like with extra people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. But tell us, Caroline, what is rock and roll?
Yeah, like? What's that mean?
I mean, losers. I think you're right. I think sex, drugs, and rock and roll is a big part of it. I think there's, to some degree, a lot of partying, but I don't think you have to party. I think it lends itself to a party lifestyle because there's so many... Late nights, a lot of people drink before they play, and then there's always entertaining guests on the road, and everyone who goes to a concert wants to party. And so I feel like, I mean, and Bobby, you know this from touring. I know you don't drink or party, but, like, people want to hang out, and they want to party, and, like, you have guests probably show up all over the country, and they're like, I want to hang out with you, and it, like, turns into little parties all over the place.
I am the absolute worst person. I think when we had Stephen Curtis Chapman on, he probably goes a little harder than I do, and he's a gospel artist. You know, he's a So she's like, Bobby, I know you know I'm talking about it. And then halfway through, she goes, wait, no, he doesn't. He has no way. I'm going to keep going anyway. check out Get Real with Caroline Hobby, because in her latest episode, I saw that she was on. Who else have you done an episode with lately that was really good?
Oh, gosh. I love all of my podcasts. I literally feel like they all are.
Come on. That doesn't move a podcast. Give me one other one that people should check out that you loved.
Okay. I did Ray Lynn. Ray Lynn, the country singer who's so precious and adorable. I interviewed her, and she was great. She's super inspiring, and she has a great perspective on everything. She's now on her third major record deal, and she just talked about what she learned from everything. She was like a front runner on The Voice back in one of the first seasons, and she got married super young, and she's navigated marriage through all of these ups and downs of her career, and she just had a super inspiring perspective on life. So I would check out Ray Lynn on one of the latest ones.
Is she living the rock and roll lifestyle?
She is, but she loves Jesus. I mean, she loves God. He is at the center of her life, and so she always is going to keep it pure. She likes to booty dance, though. I mean, she can get down with her. She says, I love Jesus, but I booty dance hard. I mean, she can get down with her bad self. But she's a good girl.
But who doesn't love to booty dance?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the question. True.
I'm sure.
I'm telling you, Bobby, I've been watching you and Caitlin's TikToks, and y'all are on to something really great.
What do you mean, on to something?
It's entertaining. It's really good. Y'all are good dancing partners.
Oh, she's a better dancer than I am. She's also funnier than I am. I really don't have a purpose in our relationship, except... to just be a placeholder for her to do funny things and be more talented and more athletic. Like everything that I am pretty good at, she's really good at, which is annoying. But it's great. Yeah, she's super funny. Well, thank you. I'll tell her you gave her a compliment.
My dad always says, just be a drape.
Yeah, and that's what I am. I'm a drape. So, okay, yeah. Well, hey, thank you. Everybody check out Get Real with Caroline Hobby. How old's your baby now?
My baby is 8 months old.
Crazy.
Oh my gosh, Sunny.
I know.
Caroline also did one of Amy's episodes in the Four Things, but one of your disordered eating podcasts, right?
Yeah, awesome. She is in episode. Oh, well, Caroline, I'm so thankful you offered up your story and you shared with us. So it's a 4-part series, and she is in the 4th episode of the series, and it's called That Way.
All right, Caroline, we shall go. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks for having me. Bye, guys.
All right, bye-bye. There she is, Caroline Hobby. Amy, I was going to ask you this before we get to today's show. What's up with the pig and your daughter wanting a pig? Because I know that was a storyline for a while, but it kind of went away.
She wanted a pig because her birthday was coming up, and I think she was just really fixated on that's what she wanted for her birthday. So I was obsessed with looking for the perfect pig and finding it because I personally would like a pig too. So, but I was using her. So I thought, this is my chance, because if she gets a pig, I get a pig. We get it together. Well, her birthday came and went, and she didn't get the pig, obviously, because we're waiting for the right one. But I kind of left it hanging there like, hey, I'm still looking at pigs. And she walked in the kitchen the other day and just said, hey, guys, I just thought I'd let you know I don't want a pig anymore. And I'm like, what? Well, good thing we didn't get you a pig for your birthday. You already changed your mind. She goes, no, if I had a pig, I would care for it. But I just was looking up pigs on YouTube, and they are loud. She's like, they scream and they squeal. And I just really don't know that I want one waking me up squealing. And I thought, okay.
And now you're disappointed.
So that's the pig update. I'm still looking for ones because... I think we could find one that doesn't squeal, but they are loud.
All right. Good luck with that non-squealing pig, Amy.
But now I've lost my
I'm trying
reason.
To find a dog that doesn't poop. So, but, well, we're looking for things that aren't going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, your dog. I don't know.
My dog is a mess. Okay. Here is today's show. It's a good one. So sit back, relax, and just take in the beautiful sounds of the Bobby Bones Show here on your favorite easy listening station, Sunny 102. I don't know why I said, is that her kid's name, Sunny? Is that why you said Sunny?
Sunny, yeah.
Let me think about that. Mm-hmm. All right, here you go. Here's today's show.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby
Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Now.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
It is Teacher Appreciation Week. Now more than ever, I think a lot of folks are realizing just how much teachers do for kids and parents. Right, Amy?
Oh, for sure.
So shout out to all the teachers listening. We do appreciate you. Amy, when are your kids done with school?
May 15th. It's the official last day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no big deal counting down the days.
Yeah. Well, we're going to play a game here where I will give you the fictional TV teacher and you tell me the show that they're on. Okay. And Amy, you're going to play. Okay. Lunchbox, you're going to play. Eddie, you're going to play. So
okay.
All of you write your answer down. I'll just give you a teacher. Tell me the show that they're on. Okay?
Yep.
Up first, Walter White. Write your answer now. I'll come to you in a second. You have just a second. All right. Amy, you're first.
Breaking Bad.
Lunchbox?
Breaking Bad.
Eddie?
I have Breaking Bad.
That is correct. Walter White was the chemistry teacher, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Next up, Dr. Ross Geller. Dr. Ross Geller. Amy?
Friends.
Lunchbox?
Friends.
Eddie?
Friends.
Correct. He was a professor of paleontology. Nice.
Okay.
Miss Bliss. Name that fictional TV teacher. Miss Bliss.
Wow.
I don't.
This is crazy.
Should we know this?
Well, because I know the name. I just don't know what show it is.
Boy, you're all three struggling.
I don't know.
Although Lunchbox plays possum a lot, so he.
Oh, I'm not struggling. I can't say in for the win, so I'm just being quiet, waiting my turn to win.
But are you in?
Oh yeah.
Miss Bliss.
Miss Bliss.
Wow, we're gonna have a winner this quick.
I don't even know.
Yeah, we might.
Oh man, Miss Bliss.
5 seconds. Amy, good? You're up. Go ahead.
Yeah. Saved by the Bell.
Correct.
Shut up!
Yeah, look at you. Wow.
Yes!
Lunchbox.
Wow, somewhere way in the capsule.
Saved by the Bell.
Eddie?
Woo!
Yeah, I have Saved by the Bell. She was like hot, right? Didn't like Zach like her or something?
No.
No?
No.
Wait, did you know that?
And Saved by the Bell was originally called Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you could say she was hot, Eddie.
I thought she was like blonde and like good looking or something. I don't know.
And the show, she wasn't ever portrayed as like the hot teacher, no.
Okay.
But she was pretty in real life.
Okay.
Okay, well, you're all still in it. Wow, that's pretty dramatic for no reason. All right, wow. Here we go. Mr. Cotter. Mr. Cotter. If you're just turning us on, we are in the middle of a game. It's National Teacher Appreciation Week. We appreciate all the teachers out there, but we're doing fictional teachers. Mr. Cotter. Yes. Mr. Cotter. All right, 3 seconds. Amy, over to you.
Welcome back, Carter.
Oh, my God.
Say it again.
Carter. How'd you say it weird?
Well, that's the impression they did. There you go. Mr. Cotter. The guy's name is Mr. Cotter. What's the name of the show?
Oh, okay.
What's the name of the show?
Well, then however you say it. I don't...
You have to say it. If say it. Go.
Okay, welcome back, Carter.
Buzz, you can't give it to her. You can't.
What's wrong with you? Is there something wrong with your
mouth? Carter. Welcome back, Carter.
I can't give it to you.
I know. I thought it was Carter. It's fine.
She's like, welcome back, Cole.
Whatever.
She's turning it French. Welcome back, Carter.
Okay, so everybody that answers has to have it.
They'll be
written
fine.
Down as Carter.
No, Carter. Lunchbox, you're up.
How do you know they'll be fine?
Welcome back, Carter.
Correct, Eddie.
Yeah. Have it written down. Welcome back, Carter.
Not Carter.
Cotter. But I said that, Amy, Mr. Carter. I said,
then you said Carter.
This is what I said.
I said,
Amy. The person is Mr. Cotter. She goes, okay, well, that's easy. Welcome back, Carter. No, I said Cotter. Amy, you've been eliminated. Mm-hmm. Good, you're a good sport, though.
I know. Depressing. Bye.
Okay, name this one. Mr. Feeny. Oh. Only two people remain, Lunchbox and Eddie. Mr. Feeny.
Oh. He's looking old. If you guys saw a picture of him the other day.
Why'd you see a picture of him?
He was out saying something about teachers, and they put a picture up. I was like, whoa.
Mr. I'm in for the win.
Oh, I can't.
I'm in.
Lunchbox?
Boy Meets World.
Eddie?
Yeah, Boy Meets World.
Nice. You're both in. You're both moving on. All right.
Come on.
The rest of these are tough, honestly.
I'm running out of teachers, I know.
Yeah, a lot of these are tough. Okay. Miss Crabapple.
Crabapple?
Thank you. Miss Crabapple.
Oh, Crabapple.
Yeah.
Mm.
Crabapple.
That changes things up a little bit.
I'm making fun of Amy for going Carter, and I'm like, Miss Crabapple.
Mm-hmm.
Mike D, who wrote the game, goes, Crabapple. Quietly.
Crabapple.
Miss Crabapple.
Miss Crabapple.
All right.
Okay, 3 seconds.
Boy. All right.
Lunchbox?
South Park.
Incorrect. Eddie?
I have Family Ties.
Incorrect. It's The Simpsons.
Oh, that was my first guess. Stupid.
Really?
Oh, why did I change it?
I mean, you're not going to know any of these. Miss Frizzle? I'm going to let anybody that can say that show win for now.
Okay. Okay.
Miss Frizzle. If you name it, you win. Go ahead.
Miss Frizzle is definitely Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That's the Magic School Bus. Incorrect. How about this one? Just say your answer if you know it. Mr. Schuster, a.k.a. Mr. Shoe.
Boston Public.
What?
It's a school show. I don't know.
I think that's a lawyer show. But still.
Growing Pains, Bones.
No, Glee. Is Boston Public about? No. Maybe you're right. What is Boston Public about?
I know I'm right.
Mr. Garrison.
Oh! Mr. Garrison. Stop.
Mr. Garrison.
That sounds familiar.
Oh, Dawson's Creek, Bones.
Wow. Wrong.
Do it. Oh, Beverly Hills 90210.
What a jerk.
You tricked us.
South Park.
Oh!
That's the hippie,
that's
huh?
No, it's the bald guy.
Oh, bald guy.
That's the guy. Well, I'm sorry. There's a tie between Eddie and Lunchbox.
Oh.
Man, it's like kissing our sister.
That's where we make out, right? What do we do?
This is where you two have to make out.
Man.
Sorry, Lunch.
I gotta kiss my sister. You gotta kiss your sister.
And Boston Legal is the lawyer show. Boston Public is the school show.
Yes.
Nice job. Amy, I'm sorry. You're the only loser this morning. But we have a long show
Thank
to
you.
Go, and you can make up for it as we go here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go over to Lunchbox. Okay, what did you do yesterday?
Well, Wendy's and the news, everybody's saying, Wendy's doesn't have hamburgers. Oh, my gosh. Wendy's took hamburgers off the menu because of the shortage. So I said, oh, my goodness. I got to go to Wendy's and find out if they really don't have burgers. So I drove to Wendy's and went through the drive-thru.
All right, here we go.
Welcome to Wendy's. What can I get for you?
Yeah, what's the beef? Do you guys not have hamburgers? I woke up and I saw the news.
What? We got plenty of hamburgers. We're going to have singles, doubles, juniors, all that. We can't sell double stacks. Everybody hoarded hamburger meat. So the supply can't meet demand.
Oh, but we can still get singles and everything like that, but just no doubles.
Yeah, no, you get singles and doubles. You can't get no triples. We are not doing no double stacks.
Okay, all right. Woo! So Wendy's, you're okay.
Yes.
Okay, so Wendy's has the beef.
Yeah, we have the meat.
All right, thank you so much.
They have the meat. You messed up the saying, but that's still funny. So walk me through that. You can't. But a single and a double is just one stack, two stack, three stack. It's not like a special kind of meat. It's just they don't want to have someone to buy all of it at once, right?
Right, and so you can do a single or a double, but you can't do triple. Triple stacks when you're getting out of control and it seems like you're hoarding the hamburger meat.
But couldn't you do two doubles and make that a quadruple?
Ooh.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I didn't understand it. I thought they would just go make it single and that's it. I don't know, but they had all these rules. You can't buy a triple, can't buy this stack, but you can buy a single or a double and Wendy's has your meat.
Have you guys ever eaten a triple?
No. I might have a heart attack.
me either. That's
Never.
Crazy.
But Amy and I were talking about this yesterday because what's happened, though, even though it's not here locally, is that a lot of Wendy's have pulled their beef and their hamburgers from the menu in certain parts of the country. The good thing about Wendy's is their beef is so fresh, they're being affected by this almost as it happens.
Wow.
Because they don't have a bunch of stuff frozen. So
yeah, they don't ever freeze their patties, I believe.
Right. So if it doesn't come right from the place, which is a really good thing to know when it's time to pick a hamburger.
Yeah.
But we still have them here locally. That's funny. And I like that she went right into it like she was doing her own show about it. She's like, I'm glad you asked. I've been thinking about this for a while. Coming up after the break here at the drive-thru, we're going to talk about. So, all right, they have it here. But 20% is what I read yesterday. 20% of Wendy's don't have beef right now because of that. All right, that's funny. That's a funny segment. Lunchbox, and that was a public service too. So thank you for that. I haven't seen any of the top five shows on Netflix this week. At number five, Never Have I Ever. At number four, it's a movie called Dangerous Lies. It's a Netflix original. At number three, a movie called Arctic Dogs. At number two, Hollywood Season 1. And number one, Outer Banks Season 1. I guess I've lost touch with coolness on Netflix. Usually I'm right on it. If it has to do with a tiger or a king, I'm right in it. Other than that. But I haven't seen, Amy, seen any of those?
No, but my husband did start Outer Banks.
My girlfriend did too. She watched a couple episodes of it. What'd he say about it?
I'll have to ask him, but I walked in and I said, what is that? Is it young kids?
I think so, like teenagers.
Yeah, because it was like teenagers on a boat, and I was like, what are you watching? Well, is it Outer Banks?
Biggest show on Netflix right now.
Oh, well, that is not like my husband to be with the times and what's happening, so I'll have to ask him his opinion.
Mike D, you watch Outer Banks?
I haven't seen it yet.
No. Mike D does a movie podcast called Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Did you watch the Chris Hemsworth Netflix movie?
Yeah, it's called Extraction.
Is it good?
If you like action movies, it's great.
Really?
It's pretty hardcore, very violent, but if you're into that, it's a good movie.
Netflix says it was seen by 90 million viewers.
Yeah.
It does fall in the top 10, just not in the top 5.
Mm-hmm.
Mike has a podcast, too, called Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Like I mentioned, I'm on it this week. I'm the guest. We talk about my top 3 movies of all time. Well, I'm catching some crap for one of those that I said. We talk about a villain that I don't think is exactly a villain, but if you like movies, check that out. All right, Eddie is the oldest person on our show. He's our video producer. He's 41 years old. He'll be serving the role as elder in this game.
That's right. Yeah. Proudly.
And Morgan is 26. She's head of all our digital, our social media. She'll be serving the role of millennial. Morgan, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm especially because I'm champion of the first round of this game.
That's right. Morgan is the champion. So we're starting a new season. Here we go. Elder versus millennial. Let's go, baby. Eddie, I'll ask you questions that millennials should know, okay? You shouldn't because you're too old, but
right.
We'll see. What was Mike's last name in Monsters, Inc.? Mike in Monsters, Inc. What was his last name?
Yeah, don't forget I have kids and I have to watch a lot of cartoons, so I know this one. Mike Wazowski.
I need you to say that again.
Oh, gosh. I was hoping to get away with that. Mike Wazowski. Okay, I'm picturing the lady in the desk. Mike Wazowski. Wazowski.
Wait, say it again. Say it slower.
Mike Wazowski.
I'm being told to tell you no because you're being shady about it.
What is it?
Spell it.
It's with a K.
Okay, you're wrong then. There you go. It's okay. Oh, sorry. Morgan, you can steal it.
It's Wazowski. It starts with a W.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's Mike Wazowski, which could also sound like Mike Wazowski, Eddie.
Yeah.
But it's Mike.
That's what I thought they were saying the whole time then, I guess. Okay.
Mike Wazowski. Okay. Eddie. What USA Network TV show did Meghan Markle appear for 7 seasons?
Repeat it one more time.
What USA Network TV show did Meghan Markle appear for 7 seasons?
I thought she was a Deal or No Deal girl.
She was.
That's not the show for 7 seasons?
Mm-hmm.
She was in Wizards of Waverly Place.
Ooh, that is incorrect. We'll go to the millennial to steal. Hey, Morgan, what USA Network TV show did Meghan Markle appear for 7 seasons?
Yeah, I watched it all, and it's one of my favorite shows. It's Suits.
Suits is correct. She's stolen 2 points from you, Eddie.
Not good, not good.
Eddie, what actress starred in both Crazy Rich Asians and Ocean's 8 in 2018?
I'm going to go with Lisa Ling. just a guess.
Okay.
What? No? Lucy Liu.
Stop.
Morgan.
I know who she is, but I don't know her name, and I'm not going to just do what Eddie did, so I'm out.
Her name is... Her name is Awkwafina.
Okay. Awkwafina's her name?
Yeah. Okay. Is she named after the water?
Yeah.
She isn't.
She came up with that name, yeah.
Okay. A-W-K. Awkwafina. Yeah. All right. Boy. Let's go over to Morgan now and ask our old person questions, or our generation. All right, here we go. Okay. Morgan, these questions Eddie should know. He's 41, but you should not because you're too young. What actor played the main character in Mrs. Doubtfire?
I think it's the guy that passed away. Williams. Robert Williams? That doesn't sound right. Gee. I think it's Robert. Robert Williams?
Is that your answer?
I don't know. I don't think so.
3 seconds. Your answer, please.
No, it's not right. Robert Williams.
So close.
That's incorrect. That's like Mike Kwiatkowski. Okay.
I know.
Eddie, she said Robert Williams. She's wrong. Would you like to steal?
Yes, and she was so close. It's Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. Oh,
Morgan number two.
Yes. Okay. Hey, Morgan, we'll go to music. Inner Sandman, Nothing Else Matters, and Master of Puppets are songs by what famous metal band? And here's a clip. Inner Sandman, Nothing Else Matters, Master of Puppets are songs by this band. Turn it up, please, for a second. Go ahead, Morgan.
I don't know any of those songs. AC/DC?
No, not a bad guess, but you're wrong. Eddie?
Oh, Morgan number two. That's Metallica.
That is correct.
Dang it.
Wow, we're all tied up right here. Okay, Morgan. Final question. What state does the show The Golden Girls take place? What state does the show The Golden Girls take place?
I just know the house that they're all in. I don't know that I know the state, but since they're Golden Girls, maybe it's like the Golden State, which would be California. That's my guess. California.
California is incorrect.
Dang it!
Eddie, for the win, you can be up 1-0 if you nail this one. Talk it out here. What do you think it is?
Yeah. I don't know the answer for sure, but I was already thinking possibly since Sophia is at the old lady.
Mm-hmm.
That's the old one. She's kind of got this rough New York kind of style, so I'm assuming the New Yorker goes down to Florida to retire because they're in their golden years, so give me Florida.
It's Florida. You're right. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. I didn't win, though, did I?
Yeah, 3-2, right, Mike?
Yep.
Yeah, you won, Eddie.
Oh! Yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
I thought Eddie was yelling, goal! wow, that was a battle to the death, my friends. Good job.
Nice.
Yeah, they live in Miami, where they retire. That's a nice game. Well, there you go. Eddie's up 1-0 this season, but Morgan, you are the champ. That is Elder versus Millennial. That is a great game. I love that game. I don't even get to play it. I love that
we
game.
We do too.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Altoona, Pennsylvania. Two roommates were playing pool when one roommate had won 6 games in a row. Other roommate got mad, took the pool cue, broke it over his back. That didn't do the trick. Got his gun. Pa, pa. Fired 2 shots at the roommate. Didn't hit him. And he got arrested on numerous charges.
Dang, I thought you were going to say put the pool cue in his butt.
Oh,
how? No.
And police do believe alcohol was involved.
Of course, yes. Yeah. I'd be surprised if it wasn't. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So prom got canceled everywhere. So, I mean, that's a big bummer for seniors or anybody where it might have been their first prom. But these guys, they got together in this town in Indianapolis, and they delivered bouquets of flowers to all the girls in their senior class.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah.
To their to their dates. And one of the moms of one of the kids that goes to school, they own a flower shop. So they provided the bouquets. And so it was all around just good feels of trying to make people feel special on prom.
I think I got lost that proms didn't happen because graduations didn't happen. But prom, that's a big, listen, it never quite lived up to the hype, but it was still a moment that you remember getting dressed. And it's kind of a rite of passage. Wow. Wow. Good for them. Man. Everything. Everyone's missing out on everything. What do we do? All right, Amy. I like that. What town is that again?
It's in Indianapolis High School, and the high school is Bishop Chatterd High School.
All right. If you go to school there and you did this, that's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
So because it's Throwback Thursday, we're going to talk to Clint Black. Love Clint Black. Had 22 number ones back in the day. For example, Better Man.
And I'm leaving. Better man.
Killing Time.
Killing Time is killing me.
A Good Run of Bad Luck.
Good Run of Bad Luck. 7 come 11 and she could be mine.
Like the Rain.
Like the Rain.
Come on.
You and I know.
Nothing But the Taillights.
Talking in the moonlight. Seeing nothing but the taillights.
I could go on and on, but I'm not going to. This is very exciting for me. One of my favorite artists from my childhood, and here I am talking with him now.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Clint Black.
Hey, Clint, it's Bobby. How's it going?
Hey, Bobby. Well, it's going nowhere fast.
And I think I've mentioned this to you before, but I'm just a massive fan of yours, so it's really exciting for me to get to talk to you.
Well, thanks. You know, I'm a fan of yours, but I really wasn't a massive fan until I saw you dance.
Well, you probably, yeah, that isn't a good look for me with you, so we'll move away from that.
Oh my God. No, yeah. I was asked to do that show a couple of times, and it's just absolutely no way on earth. You're a brave man. Well, you know, obviously you have the chops too.
I didn't know that you were on the second season of The Apprentice back in the day. What was that like, 2004, doing The Apprentice?
Really, I didn't know what I was getting into. I saw a clip or two, and, you know, to me it was going to be going on. Some people were going to be jerks, you know, but we're going to go on and do these tasks. And I like those kinds of challenges, so I agreed to do it. And it was 18 and a half hours a day, every day but Sunday, for 5.5 weeks.
Wow.
And some of the people were really hard to be around. Others were great to be around. And so I quickly realized that I don't have a strong enough desire to win this thing. And I ended up, you know, I was fifth place. I was there right through the end.
I'm going to run some numbers by you here. The number is 1991. You were chosen by People Magazine as one of the 50 most beautiful people in the entire world. How vivid is that memory when you got that call?
You know what? I just flashed on all the makeup and wardrobe it took to earn that title. Funny, I can't even remember, I can't even remember that. So much was happening to me, coming at me, happening for me. I remember now that you say it, that I was given that. But no, I can't remember that feeling. You know, I imagine I'm on the bus with the band and they're all mocking me.
You know, I was looking back, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here. I'm going from memory. But I look back because I had, like everybody else, I had the Killin' Time tape. And so from the record Killin' Time. But I don't think that was Better Man. My recollection was Better Man a single before Killin' Time was?
Yeah, actually, you know, the first single was set to be Straight from the Factory.
And how fast did that song make you feel like you were firmly in the country music community?
It took a while. You know, I was still traveling around in a 12-seater van pulling a U-Haul trailer 400-500 miles a day, a night. It was about a 17-week climb to number one. So we started promoting it in, I think, late February, and it peaked in mid-June. It really seemed to be going fast to me, but that was not a quick climb back then. But it was rare for a debut single to go to number one. And So I'm hearing all these things and, you know, getting perspective. By the time that hit, I think I was, by the time it really, you know, started to peak, I think I was getting some slots opening for the Judds and acts like that.
When you guys decided to put out Killing Time second, and the song, again, looking back at as my history, I feel like Killing Time was even bigger than A Better Man.
Well, it had a step up on Better Man, and I think it was more of a honky tonk song, and you know. But again, I'm stepping off a debut number one, releasing that. So that song getting added, I think the promotion team had a little easier time pushing that one out.
Hey, I'll let you get back to your life, but I'm a massive fan. Thank you for your time, and just keep being awesome.
Hey, thanks. You too. A big fan of yours. And I really enjoyed this. Thanks.
Thanks, Clint. Hopefully I'll talk to you soon.
And let's get out there and work again soon.
All right. Hopefully I'll see you soon.
Hope so.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Let's go over and hear from someone in Delaware.
Hey, Bobby. Morning show. You guys took over radio in Delaware and for the morning show on 94.7, and definitely an improvement to the local show that was on there. It got to the point where I couldn't even stand their voices. I know you got a lot of backlash from a lot of my friends that were local, but yeah, you guys definitely saved the day for morning radio in Delaware.
Well, I appreciate that. Listen, we deserve the backlash, not us as humans specifically, but change is tough. And, you know, we're going through this right now in Portland, where everyone's like, what the crap? We have new people on the radio? So first of all, let me shout out to everybody in Portland listening on The Bull. When something new comes on, it should feel a little uncomfortable. It is for me. Man, if they make a change at Nick at Night, and they take King of Queens, and they take it off, and for a while they put on a show that I'm not used to, all of a sudden Hot in Cleveland comes on, I'm like, what is happening? And then I watch Hot in Cleveland a few times, and I'm like, oh, okay, kind of into this. It took me a second, but I'll be like, oh, I get it. First of all, I don't know that the people before us were good or not good. I'm sure they were just fine. We don't have good voices, so. But I appreciate the call. But if you just hang with us, I think you will grow to love this show because you're not going to hear a more honest show. But that's a nice call, and thank you. And I was on The Bull in Portland's Instagram yesterday, and someone was just letting me have it. And she was like, you know, you're not local, and I can't take it anymore. I need my local show. I'm just going to go listen to Satellite. And I was like, wait a minute. That makes no sense.
Okay.
Since you can't have a local and you want local, you're going to listen to. Also, just so everybody knows, we were not put together by a major company. We're people that were friends before. We're on in one town in Austin, Texas. And that we got one other town because I bought a bunch of random equipment. And spent all my money to have another town on, which was Wichita, Kansas. And then after that, I got a couple towns on. And I was spending all my money to... A company never was like, you're a syndicated show, we're putting you together. I found a bunch of my friends. If you like the underdog making it, then you can be a part of this show and a part of the friends here. If it's not your vibe, then we're probably not for you. But if your vibe is rooting for the little man to make it, you're with us. Because nobody ever invested crap into us. Nobody ever believed in us until we made it happen ourselves, which is what you're doing every day out there too. So if you're new and you're like, I don't know about these guys, maybe you're not someone that's for the underdog and the little man. Or little woman, shall I say, Amy.
There you go. Thank you.
But, you know, this show started from nothing. I didn't have a budget to hire co-hosts. But you know what we did? Amy quit her job where she was making more money selling granite because she was like, all right, I trust you. I don't know if Lunchbox was making more money delivering sandwiches at Jason's Deli, but I bet it was close because he didn't have a microphone for years. So we're in it together. I think we're probably your vibe. You just don't know it yet. And that's all. That's all. We'll just do that. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So we've been talking about those crazy murder hornets and how they made their way to the U.S. for the first time. But now I'm reading that people actually like to eat them. They taste like popcorn and they're really high in protein.
Somewhere in the world, everybody eats pretty much everything. Like there are countries that eat dogs.
I know.
So that would, I mean, I guess it's not surprising. But I guess if you really eat bugs, the murder hornet, because they're so big, there would just be so much there to eat.
But how do you, I wouldn't want to get near a murder hornet to get it, to eat it.
Well, I mean, scorpions, people eat scorpions.
Oh, okay, yeah, I guess, good point, good point. But they say they're great if you just pan fry them and put them on a skewer.
Yeah, all right. I'll make note of that for our next murder hornet grill barbecue. Mm-hmm. All right.
So Twitter is now going to warn users who are about to post something offensive in a tweet to ask them to reconsider before they click to post.
Wonder what the percentage of people are that goes, you know what? You're right. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't do that. Zero.
Well, I don't think it's going to be zero. I think that it's good for people to take a second look at what they're about to put out there. And that's exactly what this will do. I think some people will be like, yeah, you know, right. Twitter, you're right.
You got a point, Twitter. I didn't look at it like that. Yeah, yeah.
Super offensive.
Well, good for them for making a small step in the right direction.
So Us Weekly had a story that I found interesting. I don't know if it's just because I recently started following Britney Spears on Instagram, but she has this boyfriend and she wants to marry him and have a baby and she can't because of her conservatorship.
Why can't she have a baby?
They won't let her, which is mainly her dad.
What do you mean they won't let her have a baby? I can understand the conservatorship not allowing her to be married, but having a baby, that's like a...
I think in the paperwork for that, they make all of her decisions.
But I'm saying that's a decision they can't control.
Listen, that's why I thought this was interesting to talk about. It's so crazy. She can't even... She's fallen in love and wants to start a life, but her dad... A main conservator, Jamie, he has to approve it, and he hasn't. So maybe this is her way of getting it out there, and maybe he'll change his mind. Which, were you friends with him or something?
Did I ever talk about how he... I don't know that I ever talked about this story. I wasn't friends with them, but at one...
No, I think you did talk about it, right?
At one point, I'm friends with Jamie Lynn Spears, her little... Britney's younger sister.
Yeah.
Great. She's a great person. She was like, hey, I should set you up with Britney. And so I was with Britney's dad in Vegas, and it just got a little too chaotic for me.
I guess he would have approved you.
And it didn't happen, but it was just a little too chaotic for me. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to go.
Do you happen to follow Britney on Instagram?
I don't. I follow Jamie Lynn, but I don't follow Britney.
Okay. Well, Britney, she's my latest follow, pretty brand new to me, because I guess I saw someone repost her when she was in her gym talking about how she accidentally burnt it down by leaving a candle going. And the way she said it, it was the kind of content I needed at the moment. So I thought, okay, looks like I need to start following Britney Spears. So in case anybody needs a good follow, what's the last person you followed on Instagram?
I got my phone right here. That's interesting. Are they still in order of the way of how we followed them?
I think so.
Okay. My last follow, I don't think so, because it says you're my last follow.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know who my last follow is, Aim. Sort by default. Okay, here we go. The latest followed. Here you go, finally. Samaje, the running back for the Bengals, who did my Easy Trivia show.
Oh, okay.
Before that, Casper, who's a friend of mine who does radio. Jeff Jarrett, the wrestler who came and filled in on our show. Matt Jones from Kentucky Sports Radio.
Oh, okay. So lots of sports people.
Well, I'm a massive sports fan. I did a sports show for a long time.
I know.
Eat Nashville. Nobody crazy.
Yeah.
Colby Calais. That counts. That's a music one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you?
My latest followers would be Brittany, Jennifer Aniston, Amy Robach, and Van Hunt.
Sam's brother? Sam.
Yeah.
All right. All right, there you go. Hey, let me say this real quick. And this is happening tonight, local businesses are struggling. They need our support now more than ever. Verizon is supporting through Pay It Forward Live. Show your support with the hashtag Pay It Forward Live every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Verizon Twitter, on the Verizon's Twitter. Verizon supports local business with an artist, and tonight it's Zach Brown Band. So check it out, Zach Brown, tonight. And a big shout out to Verizon, who's been so good at helping people in this time. Okay, Amy, there you go.
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for hanging out. Let's hear from Jacob.
Hi. Bobby Bones, this is Jacob. Today's my birthday, and can I say hi to Amy, Eddie, Lunchbox, Raymundo, Morgan, Scuba Steve, and Mike D? Thank you.
I don't know how old he was, but happy birthday, bud. That's awesome. He listed everybody that works here on the show. He listed, like, the accountants. He got the whole crew in there. Happy birthday, Jacob. That's awesome. Over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why are spiders so smart?
Why are spiders so smart?
They can find everything on the web.
Nice.
That was for you, Jacob.
Yeah.
That was the Morning Corny.
He served as my stepdad for 7 years. Hard time. 7 years hard time. Amy doesn't like it when I make that joke. It's okay.
Yeah, no, because it's not like he was sentenced to you like you're some sort of a punishment for him.
But he's on the phone
sure
right now.
Sure, it was a highlight of his life.
Hunter and fisherman extraordinaire, Arkansas Keith is on right now. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes.
We were talking about fishing yesterday, and I was talking about catching perch or perch jerking, and I said that I didn't like to eat perch because they were small and there wasn't a lot of meat on them. But here's a call I want you to hear and respond to this. This is Ryan in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Hey, I heard your segment on fishing for perch. Man, you got to start keeping those. They are really good eating fish. They're a whitefish, same member as a walleye family, actually. So, yeah, if you're going out fishing next time, if you catch a perch, keep them and try them. They're really good. Later, man.
All right, what do you think about perch in the family of eating?
He's talking about a different kind of perch than what you and I are talking about.
I'm talking about like a little sun perch.
Yeah, see, a sunfish, you know, they're not really perch, but he's talking about the perch that they have in the northern states. They are a member of the walleye family, but what you and I are talking about is like sunfish and the little blue perch or goggle eye.
So,
so
I'm right that we didn't eat perch, right?
Correct.
Because they're too small and there's nothing there.
Right, they're sunfish, you know, and goggle eyes, what we used to trot line bait. He's talking about a real perch.
So, top three eating fish, if it were up to you, the number one eating fish is?
Freshwater fish can be a walleye.
Okay, walleye at number one.
I'm right there with it, but I like the walleye because they got the bigger fillets.
All right, walleye's at number one. What's at number two?
Crappie, you know, brim are good. I'm going to say walleye, crappie, and brim.
And brim at three?
Yeah.
Where does catfish come in?
They're down my list. I mean, I like catfish if they're from the store or the restaurant, but these little catfish you catch in the lake, they're not that great to me, you know.
And what is the worst eating fish?
Probably the most stripers.
All right. There you have it, everybody. Got a nice little... Thank you. We're applauding you and your fishing knowledge.
Walleye is number one, though. I mean, you can't really beat them.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on and settling that. It was just a communication difference between Ryan and North Dakota and myself, more than it was a difference in what fish to eat.
That's absolutely correct.
All right. Thank you for your time.
All right. I'll see you later, man.
All right. See you later. This segment is sponsored by Bass Pro Shops. I'm just kidding. It isn't. But wouldn't that be great? If we could get Bass Pro to sponsor Arkansas, Keith coming on to talk about fishing and hunting. Hey, Keith, are you still there?
Hey, I would love it.
Oh, yeah, he's still there. Yeah, wouldn't you love if Bass Pro was like the official sponsor of when you came on and talked about fishing and hunting?
Yeah, it would be great.
Somebody get this segment to
especially
the Bass Pro.
Let me have some of their stuff, you know?
Yeah. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, take care, man.
All right, there he is. Arkansas Keith, everybody. We had Clint Black on earlier, so I started looking at songs from the 90s. These are the top five biggest selling artists of the 90s and their biggest selling songs. And number five, Dixie Chicks. Amy, what do you think is the Dixie Chicks' biggest selling song?
Cowboy Take Me Away?
Mm-mm. Wide Open Spaces.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Wide Open Spaces.
I mean, they had a lot. All these are going to have a lot to choose from. What would your next guess would have been?
I mean, I probably would have gone there. It's hard to say now that you put it in my head. But
Okay. At number four of the five biggest selling artists of the 90s is Faith Hill. Now, Which Faith Hill song do you think is the biggest selling song?
This Kiss.
Boom.
It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment.
By the way, speaking of Faith, Tim McGraw will be on the show tomorrow around this time. So, number three is George Strait. What do you got there, Amy? What's George Strait's biggest selling song of the 90s?
Check Yes or No.
Correct.
Wow.
Check Yes or No. Uh-huh.
Good, 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 good. At number two, the biggest selling of the 90s is Shania Twain. Biggest song?
Ooh. I have Feels Like a Woman, Any Man of Mine, or Who's That Every Boot's Been Under? Is it one of those three?
Well, think about it for a second, okay? Before you guess. It's probably not going to be Who's That Every Boot's Been Under, because that was only country. Because she crossed over pop big time.
Okay. What else did I say? Feels Like a Woman. Man, I feel like a woman. Did that cross over? Doot, 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 doot. Man. And then the other one was, I Believe I Can Fly.
What no, not R. Kelly. No.
What?
What was the other one? Tell me again. I had all three in my head, and now they're gone.
You had Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And
Boots is out.
Boots is out. And then you had, I don't know what you said. I mean, I know all the songs. I don't know what you said.
I said, okay, fine. I'll go with Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
That's correct. Nice. Yeah.
Oh, 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 get in the action. Feel the attraction. Cover my head, do what I dare.
Oh, what was your favorite Shania song ever?
Why is it so hard once other songs get in my head? I cannot think.
I like.
From this moment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What?
Is that the other one I said?
I don't know what you said. You've said so many words so fast that I don't know what you're saying right now.
Does anybody know? Was anybody listening?
No, I don't remember.
Like, how many ears were hearing me list those three songs and nobody can say it back to me? Now I know. Nobody listens to me.
That's not even true. Myself. That's not true. Okay.
No, because I don't even know what I said.
Garth Brooks. What is the... he's the number one selling artist of the 90s.
Wow. Oh.
His biggest song. Biggest selling song from the 90s. Go ahead.
Gosh. Is it... I'm the dance.
Mm-mm.
Or as
no,
friends
you've
in
already
place,
you've already
not...
missed it. You've already. That's a cute tactic. Okay. Is it the dance? No.
I thought
or
we were talking. I thought we were talking through this. I thought we were. It seemed to me all the other ones we were having a conversation.
You asked
so
me a question.
So then I was thinking, what's late 80s versus 90s?
Yeah.
So what is it? Is it Friends in Low Places?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got friends in low. Places where the whiskey drowned.
What is your favorite song of the 90s, Amy?
I mean, the one that I for sure listened to the most, so I guess I'd have to classify that as my favorite, is George Strait, Carrying Your Love With Me.
I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee.
You know, I was thinking you would say Amarillo by Morning, but that's 80s, isn't it?
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not 90s.
I like how Amy's waving me off right now. Like, don't be stupid. Amy's waving at me. She's insulting me right now. Mother's Day is Sunday, and a big old happy Mother's Day to all the moms listening out there. We just appreciate you, Amy. I know it's a big day for you. You've been a mom for 2 years now.
Yeah.
So, tomorrow,
it's kinda crazy.
I'll be looking forward to hear what you guys are going to do for Mother's Day. Here's Brenda from North Carolina talking about that.
Morning, studio. Morning, Bobby. Mother's Day is kind of different for me because my mom gave me to a lady who did her hair one day when I was 7 years old. So I know what it's like to grow up poor and feel like you're not wanted. But I also have an adopted mom who has always been there for me. Shout out to her and all the other moms out there. Thanks again for all you guys do.
Yeah, shout out to her for sure. Brenda, thanks for that call. It's funny. I should say that too. Is shout out to everybody who's not maybe a biological mom or a legal mom, but who's raising somebody. Because for me, I had a lot of help that wasn't my mom. I had a grandma. I had a lot of people that had to step in because of unfortunate circumstances. So everybody out there, every grandma that's raising a kid, happy Mother's Day to you too. If you're serving as the mom, I think you should have a little Mother's Day treat. Yes.
Well, and then too, I think of my kids' moms, and it makes me think of all the moms out there on the other side. Now, every circumstance is different, but some mothers choose adoption, and we're with those moms too, because the kids hold a special place in their heart.
Jim from South Boston.
Just want to give a shout out to all the nurses out there, the most underpaid people in any trade out there. And thank you. And to all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day this weekend. And love the show. Thank you.
There you go. And call our voicemail line, by the way, 877-77-BOBBY.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Graduations across the country have been canceled because of coronavirus, social distancing, but one principal in North Carolina said, I'm going to do something special for all 220 seniors of my graduating class. And she organized a parade for all 220 seniors where cops and everybody blocked roads and they drove by and did a drive-by parade with for all the seniors.
Does that mean they drove all over the town?
All over the city. They mapped it out. She had help from other people, obviously, to map it out because she couldn't do it on her own. But they mapped it out, drove all over the town to salute all the seniors.
I saw a story, too, similar to that, where a principal went to every kid's house, like 600 kids, and wanted to go say all to everyone, like drove like 800 miles around town.
Yeah, this one covered 485 square miles of the whole town, and seniors got their graduation, but it was a parade style.
All right, there you go. Actually, the story was, and this was going to be mine for tomorrow, which I'm spoiling now. Spoiler. Should I spoil it or just wait and do it tomorrow? Spoil it? All right. We won't do this one tomorrow then. A Texas high school principal travels 800 miles, visits 612 graduating seniors on their doorsteps amid pandemic. So another high school principal doing what they don't have to do just because they love the kids. There you go. That's a double Tell Me Something Good. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The weirdest thing happened to Amy a few days ago. Someone said, hey, we want to buy your house. Thing is, Amy's house was never for sale. And Amy was like, is this a scam? Turns out it wasn't. And then Amy and her husband accepted the offer. Crazy.
And we have nowhere to go.
Unbelievable. But Amy sent me the numbers on like how much your house costs, how much I would have done it too. It's just an offer you couldn't pass up. They must have really wanted that house. And so they were going to come look at the house for the first time, even though they've already put the offer and given the money, just to make sure, right?
Yeah. So in the offer we signed, there was contingencies, and they sent that offer sight unseen. So obviously we knew, okay, they should come look at it. We'll see how this goes and then see what they come back with. And they came to see it and came back with, yeah, it's a deal. I mean, it already was a deal, but it was a deal.
What'd they look like?
I didn't see them. We left.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
I left. We just loaded up the car. We didn't really have anywhere to go, similar to how I feel like when we move, we have nowhere to go. We just went and picked up dinner and went to a parking lot that sits high on a hill and watched downtown as the sun was setting.
So when are they going to move into the house? What do you think the plan is going to be?
Well, per the agreement, we close May 25th. And then we can rent the house back from them and pay day by day until we find a place to go. But ideally, I don't know in the contract what it says, but maybe August.
Wow.
July or August.
That's great. How fast this just happened is crazy.
Which isn't that much time to find a house to where, I mean, I don't want to move a bunch. So like the next house we go to, I need it to be like this house, the one I loved and I thought I'd be in for a long time.
Yeah. Wow. Why? What happened to you in the middle of the night last night?
Oh, yeah. So I woke up Ben about 2 a.m. because I swore we were getting burglarized for sure. I thought, I hear something. I hear somebody. I was terrified. My African spear was in my room. I grabbed it and I made him go out and figure out what was happening. And we have an alarm and I was so frustrated because I didn't think he set the alarm. And then
what did
he
you hear went, exactly?
I heard somebody in our house. I heard them moving around and I thought,
you don't have to whisper right now. They're not here.
Oh,
me and you.
Well, this is how I was talking to Ben in bed because I didn't want the person to hear me. And I had my phone ready to call 911 and my African spear in my hand. And Ben went out there like a man and handled it.
Oh, yeah? Handle what?
He came back in and he said it was our daughter, Stashira, who got thirsty in the middle of the night, which has never happened. And she needed to make a glass of water right then. She normally goes to bed with water, so she doesn't have to make it. But she came all the way downstairs, got ice. That was the racket that I was hearing. And then it woke me up, and that's how I was convinced we were getting burglarized.
Was there a learning lesson involved in this?
No, I'll handle it the same way next time because I can't be the boy that cried wolf or whatever. You know, I can't not take it seriously. No, I handled it. Protocol was that's how I want to handle it. Husband goes out, checks on it. Yeah. I sit back with the phone and the spear. We handle it. And then it may be our daughter or son again, or it might be an intruder.
Why did your husband not take the spear with him?
He looked at me like I was ridiculous. He's like, I don't need that. I was like, okay, suit yourself. But because I don't think he thought there was legit somebody in our house. He was just checking on it for me.
Yeah.
So that's why.
I saw this TikTok video where a girl who used to work at Disney was giving her honest opinion on all the celebrities that she met. She doesn't work there anymore, so she has nothing to lose, I guess. But it's going viral. Some of the celebrities that she met, and she wrote descriptions, and not all of them were great, by the way, but Will Ferrell, he's very cool, a very nice man.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Jason Derulo, does not know lyrics to Christmas songs, and he had to write the lyrics on his hand. It was kind of embarrassing. She must be with some sort of performance part of Disney then, if she were to know that, right?
Maybe, or what are those little escorts called? Escort?
Yeah, probably an escort. Yeah. Probably Disney.
Well, when you pay extra and you get them, so maybe she does private groups or something.
Mark Wahlberg, just as handsome in person as he is in photographs, was also a very nice man. Nicolas Cage, creepy. He looks like a vampire. He looks like he glows in the dark, and he was a little weird. Didn't Nicolas Cage buy a skull?
Like a dinosaur skull, yeah.
Or like an elephant man or something, too? Like, he bought a bunch of weird stuff.
Yeah.
And you probably have heard by now that Nicolas Cage is going to play Tiger King, Joe Exotic, in a TV series based on Tiger King. I was also reading a story about they've just now opened up that park in Oklahoma. They haven't been able to capitalize on it since the Netflix series came out. But now people are like jam-packed, ready to go. Did you see that story?
I didn't. So if we wanted to go see the Tiger Park, we could.
Yeah, it's now been renamed Tiger King Park, and the park reopened to a packed crowd. The park had its official reopening this weekend. A huge crowd of people were waiting to get in once coronavirus restrictions were eased on the area. The line was long as people waited to get inside, and it seems people and families from around the country came to see the location in person after watching it on Netflix. TMZ notes there wasn't a lot of social distancing at work in the park, as not many masks were being used. Tiger cub petting was a primary attraction. But yeah, it used to be called Greater Wynwood Exotic Animal Park. But now, obviously, it's the Tiger King Park. But Nick Cage is going to play him. Mike, did you find anything on Nick Cage?
Didn't see what you were talking about.
What does he have that's weird?
It's like a dinosaur skull.
And does it say how much he paid for a dinosaur skull?
$150
million. Oh!
Yeah.
Million?
Mm-hmm. How does he... I know that he has a lot of money, but that seems like he didn't run that by a financial advisor.
What's Nick Cage's net worth? $150 million? That's crazy. And how do you know somebody who owns a dinosaur skull? Did it get passed down by their dad who was half Brontosaurus or what?
He's only worth $25
million. Wow. Because he spent so much on a dinosaur skull, probably.
He blows it all.
Also at Disney, she met Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon. This is what she says about them. Awful. I had to deal with both of them separately. She is an absolute diva, and he is an absolute diva, and I hope no cast member has to deal with these monsters ever again. Wow.
Okay.
Well, Nick Cannon I am. I've heard Nick was a real nice guy, but Mary J. Blige, talented, amazing, great things about her. Demi Lovato, great things about her. And then Kobe Bryant, he was so sweet and his family was so sweet. They were beautiful and I'm really sad that he's gone. So thought that was a pretty cool TikTok that was up, especially because I felt like she was being honest.
Yeah.
And she doesn't work there anymore, so she can't be penalized.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Blaine Hardy.
All right, on with us is the current American Idol. He won last season, Lane Hardy. Hey, Lane, let me ask you a question. Whenever someone wins this season coming up, are you going to be sad that you're not the current American Idol?
I'm going to be really happy for him, and I'm going to be really excited. I'm going to congratulate him and everything.
And everything. That's what I like about you, Lane. You will congratulate them and everything.
And everything, yeah. Period.
Hey, what was it like as soon as you won that show last year? You win, you're on stage, the confetti's coming down. As soon as the show is over, what happens to you?
As soon as Ryan called my name, I went straight outside. I got led outside. I went through the press line. I got thrown straight into a Tahoe. And I went straight to the airport and flew straight to New York. I did 3 huge TV shows, morning shows. And then after that, it was just crazy. Like, it was a blur, Bobby, and I went straight back to Hollywood. I was doing all these crazy meetings with the label and all kinds of people, you know. I mean, I don't know how to explain the experience right after, but it's like I got thrown into a washing machine and not put into the dryer.
And are you still put up wet? That's the question.
No, I mean, I'm on like a slow drying stage right now.
Are you in Nashville full-time now?
As of right now, I'm spending time at home because of all this quarantine stuff. But as soon as it's over, we're going to get back on the road, hopefully, get some music rolling and all that good stuff.
Yeah. On with us right now, Lane Hardy, who is the current American Idol. But, man, I'm telling you, this guy can play guitar. This guy can sing. His current song is called Ground I Grew Up On. I'm going to play a little clip of that for you right here.
But that's the ground I grew up on. Yeah, that's the ground I grew up on.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Lane, because you're playing on American Idol this Sunday night. What song are you playing on the show?
I'm playing Life is a Highway, Rascal Flatts.
And this song, is this something you had to learn like in the last couple days, or have you known it for a while?
Well, I've heard it growing up on the radio and stuff, but I've had to refresh my memory the last couple of days and relearn it, you know.
And when you played it, you got to sing like Gary LaVox. How hard is it to sing this song?
This song, like, the timing of it is really, it throws me off. It's a little different than what I'm normally singing. So it's going to take a little practice, but this song is a really good song, and it's a fun song, you know.
All right, Lane Hardy is on. Before we get off with you here, I hear that Uncle Jesse, John Stamos, once offered you a sandwich. Is that true or false?
It's true. It's true. It's definitely true.
And tell me that story.
We were at Capitol 4th. For the 4th of July, we were doing this show at the Capitol in Washington, D.C. And after the show was over, we went and got some cool, like, surprise gifts from some members of Congress. I don't know. I forgot kind of what exactly who was giving us that, but we were sitting in these chairs, and they had finger foods everywhere, like tons of food everywhere. We were sitting in these chairs, and John Stamos offered a couple people a sandwich, like his extra sandwich, because he didn't want to waste it, and he asked me to, so yeah, that's pretty crazy. I don't know.
Imagine if you'd have taken that sandwich and auctioned on eBay, though.
Yeah, they would get a molded sandwich in the mail.
You may be rich. Hey, are you so rich now since you won American Idol?
Well, I'm just hanging out. Yeah, I'm 19 years old, trying to save my money.
I know how old you are. Hey, I'm just asking you a question, Lane. Are you so rich now that you won American Idol? I just need a yes or no.
No.
Okay.
No, Bobby, I ain't a billionaire.
All right, all right, all
right. Like you.
No, stop it. Okay, listen. Lane will be on American Idol Sunday night. He's doing a virtual tour, the Ground I Grew Up On virtual tour. You go to lanehardymusic.com and see that there. I can't wait for you guys to see this guy live. Lane will perform your face off. He's so good. American Idol Sunday night, ABC 8, 7 Central. Lane, good to talk to you, my friend. I'll talk to you soon, all right?
You too, Bobby.
All right, see you, bud.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Raymundo is in our glass room, and he's the one that does all the audio producing on the show. Raymundo, how would you describe yourself to our listeners?
34-year-old alpha male from the north. I'm a guy's guy.
Yeah, guy's guy. Man's man.
Hmm.
So, with that being said, he said he wanted to put some of these truck testicles hanging off like underneath the hitch on his truck. A couple listeners hit us first. Here you go. Here's the first one.
It's very red
redneck and childish. I hope the guy grows a pair before he puts them on. Have a great day.
Boom, there's one. Here's Jason.
I mean, I kind of agree.
Jason in Las Vegas.
Morning, studio. Just wanted to say in response to Raimundo, I can't tell you how disgusting that is. I hate seeing it. Absolutely hate seeing it. There's got to be a better way to show you're a man than that. I can't see it any other way without being crude myself, so I'll leave it at that. Please don't do it. It is, like Bobby said, a total DB move.
Okay, there you have a couple of guys. Now we have Raimundo's fiance on. Hey, Bay, hello. Good morning.
Hi, how are y'all?
Hey, pretty good. Now, were you clued in as to what we're talking about?
Yes, I got clued in on it.
Okay, so your fiance wants to put testicles on the back of his truck, like that hang there. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, that's definitely not happening. That's disgusting. Secondly, until, Ray, you call yourself an alpha male, but until you can even put windshield wiper fluid in a car, ooh, you're not going to be able to put those on your car, okay? Like,
dang.
You're not an alpha male.
So he describes himself as man's man, alpha male. Do you have a problem with that description?
I don't, but I'm just like, I feel like people that put those on their car think they're this alpha male and everything, which is what Ray literally just said he was. And I'm like, he literally is not like a manly man. I'm sorry. We watch Bravo. He likes to do like FaceTime. Like,
got him.
You don't put testicles on your car. That's disgusting.
Raimundo, what would you like to say back?
So Baser, I've always wanted to do this, and I just feel like before we get kids and settle down in a house, maybe I have a 5-month window where I could, it'd be funny at the apartment and I'm cruising up, you know, they're swinging back and forth. Yeah.
I'm disgusted. No, you're not. I mean, you could put them on and I'll just take them off and throw them away, but you're not going to keep them on. That's disgusting.
Well, they said what they can do is you put them right on the trailer hitch and it actually ends up looking kind of like a boat type thing. But if you get up close to them, then you can see they're what they are. But I mean, from far away, it just looks like a cool little add on to the Trailblazer.
No, well, you're not doing it. That's gross.
So is that a definite no, Bay?
That's 100% no. Like, I would never be caught dead with a fiance that has that in, on his car.
And Raimundo, what's your response to that with her saying no?
What if I get chrome that where they're really classy looking and then it ends up looking better?
There's literally nothing that is classy about testicles. No.
But
you're
if
not
you see
them on your car.
Okay, so have you seen, though, a truck going down the interstate with it swinging back and forth, and does it not kind of look pretty cool in the wind?
I've seen, like, the nude color ones, and they make me want to puke. But I've never seen, like, chrome ones like you're wanting. But I don't care. Like, that's disgusting, Ray. Like, ew.
You think if when I go to the country, I pull up the two-track down to your parents' place, what would your parents say?
My dad will probably knock you on the face. Gross.
Hey, Raimundo, how do you respond to her saying you do Bravo and face masks?
That is true, but we've also been in quarantine, so some wacky stuff's been going down. What can I say?
Oh, no, honey. That was way before quarantine.
All right. So that's a big fat note. Bay, thank you very much. We appreciate
you're
you
welcome.
Hopping
miss you guys.
On. All right. See you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Ray, she's off the phone now. What do you want to say?
Yeah, she sees my vehicle all the time, so she would definitely rip them off.
All right, so we're off of it now? No more?
I have to be, unless that's the only vehicle I have. I don't have anything else I can put them on.
Okay. Well, wear them as a necklace around your neck.
Or here at the studio, a little something on my chair.
Well, that's okay. Just disgusting. Okay, all right.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, the Bobby Bone Show.
I saw a story about a guy who got pulled over for driving 192 miles per hour. I mean, if you're driving that fast, that's automatic jail, right? Like, no pass go, no collect $100, no right to jail. 190, right?
Yeah.
Jeez. And what kind of
that's a weapon.
Yeah. A guy was pulled over in Washington on Monday. For doing 192, he told the cops he was on his way to breakfast. How hungry was he? Well, was it moons over Miami? Because it
nice.
Better be.
Or the Grand Slam.
He was in a 2008 Chevrolet Corvette at 192 miles an hour at 7:45 a.m. That's wild. For sure he hadn't been to bed yet, right? Like, I'm guessing. Because you're not driving that fast. Just waking up, and maybe you are. But
I wonder if it was his first time.
Driving fast?
Yeah, I don't know. Because I'm like, gosh, does he do that on the regular?
I wouldn't have the courage to do that, to drive that fast. I mean, once I hit 80, I'm like, oh, my butt puckers a little bit. He's at 80. Yeah. And I was like, holy moly. We're done. Morgan, what can people hear on the podcast if they go back today?
Well, Amy had a burglar scare at her house.
Yeah. Dramatic. All right, what else?
Lunchbox went to Wendy's to find out if they really are no longer selling meat.
Yeah, a lot of Wendy's are out of beef, so Lunchbox took a microphone to go find out what the deal was. We'll probably get a Pulitzer for that story. When they come around next year? Yeah. All right, what else?
Mm-hmm. Lane Hardy was on the show talking about life after winning American Idol.
Yep. And anything else?
And we played two games, Teachers from TV Shows and Elder vs. Millennial.
Good. If you like games, we're your show. Thank you, guys. Hope you have a wonderful day. Amy, anything you are on to today that's different?
Well, I have a new podcast out. Mm-hmm. It's Thursday, so Four Things with Amy Brown. Nice. If you want to hear that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm posting the new episode of Super Easy Trivia today. I was supposed to do it yesterday. I didn't. Thomas Rhett is a guest. I just forgot. And some stuff happened yesterday. Had to do some interviews last minute it doesn't matter. I'm putting it up today. It's a good episode. So check it out. It's a game show I do, and Thomas Rhett is a guest. Brandon Lancaster from Lanco is a guest. We have some listeners playing. I'll run something by you tomorrow. I need to make a note. Something a little controversial on my game
about
show.
About what?
I'll run it by you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. There's that. All right. That's it for that. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.